a freshman center, Jace Richards. So, Atchison in new uniforms here, it looks like tonight. They are a bright gold with red and white lettering and trim. For Heritage Christian, it is home white with maroon. So that said, crowd, we mentioned it as the evening has gone on, it has increased and increased, and man, they got a great turnout here this evening. What about some of the ashes and numbers? I don't know if the players had anything to do with this, if the coaches had something to do with this, or if it's just the luck of the draw. But you've got guys like Jeter wearing number 2. You got a guy named Trey wearing number 3. I just love it when things like this work out that way. Here comes Atchison. Coming into the center circle to jump it off will be 6'4" freshman Jace Richards. And in the middle for Heritage Christian is going to be, again, we got to get these numbers right. We're going to find Ashton Ratzlaff. He is a 6'2" junior. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Fisher comes into the center. The ball is up. The tip is away, and Atchison's going to control it down. We're underway. Carter's going to bring the ball up the floor, walk it into the forecourt, taking it down the left side in front of the scorer's table, dumps it over into the left edge. They'll skip past in the middle, and Bowen's driving lamp is going to be up and in. 2-0 Atchison. Atchison breaks out on top on their initial possession. Here's a 3 from the left side. It was partially deflected, and rebounding it back down. Here comes Jeter. He'll go coast to coast. His runner misses. The rebound underneath is going to be kicked back out, and we'll have a foul call. Whistle's going to be against Owen Evans for Heritage. It'll be his first. That is the first foul by either team tonight. We're a half a minute into the game. Coming in from the far side, around the 20-foot mark, it'll be lobbed into the backcourt to Carter. Trey will walk it up the floor, take it across the timeline, nearly drags that pivot foot, but the officials did not think so. Here's Bowen, drives and shoots and scores. Brave Bowen has all of Atchison's points, the Phoenix lead 4-0. Over to the right side, the feet into the lane, on the floor once, nowhere to go, stepping away, hook shot, up and in, Ashton Ratzlaff makes it 4-2 Atchison. Points are coming much more fluidly in this game than they did in the first. Now, Carter will drive and shoot, and he'll get his first bucket of the game. Trey Carter with 2. And now a shot on the other end. Up and in, Ratzlaff. It is 6-4, Atchison. Phoenix with the ball. It's going to be booted out of bounds down to the baseline and come back in to AHS. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. 6-4. A lot of scoring going on. The inbound will come to Bowen. He's topside. Drives around first to the right side, then to the left. Swings it over into the edge. Looking into the middle is going to be Martin. In a little trouble. Goes long cross court and travels with the basketball. So Atchison will turn it over. Back up court with it. Heritage Christian. Top of the key. Swings it over to the left side. Thinking about 3. Launching 3. Hitting 3. From baseline left. That is Baruch deep. And Heritage Christian is on top. 7-6. We're 2 minutes in. There are points coming from everywhere already in this game. Here's a feed to the left side. Carter kicks it all the way across. Bowen, a rainbow for 3. Rebounding it down. Heritage. Outlet pass quickly down the right side. Driving in. Shot deflected. Rebound. Martin. Here comes Carter. Swings it left side. Bowen, a rainbow 3. Misses another one. Rebound down this time again to Heritage. Bowen has a raptor-dusting 3-point shot. Here's the 3 on the other end for Heritage and Blake Heckman. It is now 10-6. 5:17 to go in the first. Atchison trying to get by four on the road here this evening. Game one of the season. Carter runs into the lane, puts a runner up and in. Trey Carter with four. So Ray Bowen four, Trey Carter four, and Atchison trails 10-8. Cross court it goes, nearly lost out of bounds, but saved it deftly by Dietz. Dietz will skip it to the left side, into the lane, back out on top, it'll come. Dietz starts left, into the lane, puts a shot up, and he's going to be fouled. Fisher walked over to the scorer's table to let us know that the foul is going to be on Atchison's Brendan Martin. So Brendan Martin will have foul number one. We're going to get a couple of substitutions in and out of the game, so we'll pick them up here in just a moment. Right now, their Heritage Christian has the ball up top side. Here's a shot. It's a three. That one's going to come up short, and it will get away, get out of bounds, and come back to Atchison. Into the game for Heritage Christian, you're going to find Evan Anderson. Anderson is a 6'6 junior, and Atchison will turn it over on the other end of the floor. Anderson is a tall, athletic-looking young man. Coming into the lineup for the Phoenix on the far side, you're going to find Simon Hernandez. Here's a three. Good from way, way outside for Owen Evans and Heritage Christian. It's now 13-8. We are midpoint of the opening quarter, 4 minutes to go. Trey Carter accelerates down the left side, loses the handle for a moment, able to pick it up on the dribble, skips it back out to Hernandez. He will cut into the lane, pulls down to the baseline. The shot is up. It's going to be blocked, but a foul on Heritage. So kick it down to the left side where Jeter goes up strong with it, and he attempted to block. A foul is called, and it is going to be foul number one on Evan Anderson. Jeter Purdy coming to the free throw line, looks for his first point tonight. The first of two will come up a little bit short. Now coming in for Heritage Christian is going to be Henry Vazzi. Henry is a 6'3" junior. Second free throw, high, arcing, short, rebound, Charger. Evans coming up with the ball and back into the forecourt with it is going to come Baruch Dietz. Dietz goes right side. Here's a really long three. It's going to come off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound, AHS. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter, 13-8. Heritage at home in front. Coming off a nice screen by Jeter. The pass left side to Bowen, knocked out of his hand for behind. Jeter's going to save it. He will drive into the lane, dish it off down low. The tip-up shot, no good, and recovered by Heritage Christian. Up front with it is going to come Dietz. He'll feed over to the left side. Now the shot from underneath is going to be rejected. Back the other way is going to come Atchison. Carter coming down the floor with it is going to look around a little bit, slow up, bring it out. Jeter three, way short. Rebound is on the floor, rolling around it. We're waiting for a call here, and I guess we're finally going to have a jump ball called. There are four players on the floor, and none of them are going to give up on that basketball. 3:07 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 13-8 lead for Heritage Christian over Atchison. Baseline left. It's three. It's good for this time for Blake Heckman. His second three. 16-8. Atchison trailing by eight. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Carter, look away pass underneath. The shot. Hernandez good. We're going to take a timeout with Atchison and Coach Battle. Brink of the action at 2:46 to go in the first. Chargers 16, Phoenix 10.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Heritage Christian has taken a lead, and they have taken it. They have taken it on the long shot. They have hit four threes already in this game, leading it here 16-10. Here's a little runner from the left side. It's going to be up and wide to the left, and rebounding it back down. Jeter Purdy. Here comes Atchison. Jeter down the right side, accelerates, goes in, high off the glass, missed it. Gets his own board, dumps it out on top to Carter. 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Feet down to the baseline. It's going to be off the fingertips of Hernandez, and Atchison is going to turn it over. Heritage Christian here at home has brought a lot of fans. So has Atchison. The Phoenix traveling very well here tonight. Driving into the lane. The shot goes up. Won't go in. Offensive board. Up and blocked. And on the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. And now we're going to have a little time and a little talking. And there's a technical on someone. And there's about to be two or three more technicals before this is all done. This is their getting everybody where they belong. And Atchison will come to the free throw line. There's going to be a foul called, a technical foul called on Farouk Dietz. So Dietz will draw the T. The officials over here talking to head coach Evan Burns for Heritage, explaining to him what had transpired. And Carter, pretty automatic at the free throw line, will miss the first one. Trey has one more free throw coming here in the technical shots. Eyes it up. And that one's a little short. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Into the ballgame now for Heritage Christian. Back, I guess I should say, into the game is going to be Ashton Ratzlaff. He'll be in, and Vasi will come out. It'll be Phoenix basketball in at midcourt. They'll bring it into the backcourt. Cross the timeline at 2 minutes. Carter down the right side. Dribbles it on top with a left-hand dribble. Push comes out on top of Hernandez. Hill has it knocked out of his hands. Now it's on the floor, and again, their players scrubbing hard for the basketball. This is like a hockey game. Alternate possession, back to Atchison. It comes in. Hernandez, right side, and back on top to Jeter. Minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. And we have an offensive foul against the Phoenix. The foul is going to be on Chase. So for Atchison, Chase Richards will pick up his first foul. It'll be team foul two on Atchison. The feed, the shot, the driving play is up and good. Ratzlaff has six. And it's 18-10 Heritage with a minute 25 to go in the first. Back door, nice pass and an easy layup. Jeter Purdy with his first points of the game. 18-12. Heritage has the ball deep in the right corner. It's going to be slapped out of bounds, and back in it will come to the Chargers. Minute 13 to go in the first. Chargers will have it in deep in the corner. It'll be put in play by Farouk Dietz. Lobs it off on top. Taken there, Ratzlaff. Dishes back behind him to Heckman. Heckman starts around to the left side. Brings it out to the top. At the point is going to be Owen Evans. Holds up his dribble. Nice move to the basketball by the Chargers. 1 minute to go in the first. Skip pass over to the right block and an offensive foul. Back and in, and Reed Kuricki will pick up his first foul of the game. 57 seconds left in what has been an action-packed opening quarter. How about that? Carter up the floor, swings it over to the left side, trying to get the ball to Rafe. Now he will finally come up with it. Rafe goes away, backs away, throws up a three. It's far too strong. Heritage comes up with a rebound. Outlet pass into the forecourt very quickly. Little seesaw dribble, lobs it over to the right side with a falling away three. Perfect. Taking it down the right side is going to be Baruch Dietz. And now Dietz turns, and he's got something to say to the Atchison bench. And the Atchison players over here waving at him. They think it's going to be a technical, which would have him ejected from the game. And that's precisely, I'm sure, what it's going to be. There it is. The second technical of the game already on Baruch Dietz. And he is out. So Dietz will be out with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Atchison players out on the floor waving at him as if they were a bon voyage to the Pacific Princess. And coaching staff trying to get them to quit doing that. And now Atchison, who had sent Trey Carter to the free throw line for the technical shots earlier, but who missed both of them, will this time send Cheater Purdy to the free throw line, and he's 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight, and will now be 0 for 3. So as a team, Atchison is 0 for 5 at the free throw line here in the opening quarter. There's a lot of basketball to go. This is going to be quite a game as it unfolds. This free throw, he'll get it. Jeter Purdy's third point tonight. It is 21-13. With 28 seconds to go. Here comes Trey Carter up the floor with it. He'll be met at the top of the key defensively. They're not picking up three quarters. They're not even picking up at the half. They're picking up really basically at the offensive point of attack. Skip pass over to the right side to Bowen. Back out on top. It comes Hernandez. Here's Purdy with it on top. Falling away. And we're going to get a whistle off the ball. We've got a push off the ball by Brendan Martin. It'll be his second foul tonight. Coach battles on his feet looking for an explanation. And again, this game is interesting. Here's a running three. That one almost goes and then misses. Rebound offensive board pulled back down by Heritage. And the third or the first quarter comes to an end. It is wild in Olathe. Back with you for the second quarter. Time out of the floor. The score, Heritage 21, Atchison 13.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We go to the second quarter here in Olathe, Kansas. Good to have you along with us here on Care Radio. And recap of the first quarter scoring for Heritage Christian, 6 points, Blake Hackman, 6 points, Ashton Ratzlaff, 6 points, Baruch Dietz, 3 points, Owen Evans. For Atchison, leading the way, Rafe Bowen and Trey Carter, each with 4, Jeter Purdy with 3, and Tama Hernandez with 2. Over the game of the season for both of these teams, they'll probably feel good to have that first quarter under their belt and out of the way. We're back at it. It will belong to the Chargers. They go into the middle. The shot is up, missing, and the rebound pulled down by Atchison. Moments into the second quarter. Atchison down the floor. Little travel, no whistle. Back out on top. It comes to Bowen. He'll look it back off on top again. Carter, left side runner, got the roll. Trey Carter with 6. And it's 21-15. 7:25 to go. Now the ball is going to be stolen. It is going to be a breakaway and an easy layup on the other end. Great anticipation by Brendan Martin. He saw that pass coming, just picked it off, took it the other way for 2. 21-17. And that Charger lead has been quickly trimmed to 4. Around to the left side they go. Coming off the screen, taking it down the right side of the lane. Their one-hand runner is up and missing. The offensive rebound going up, draws a foul, and there'll be free throws coming up for Heritage. Two shots coming the way here of Cricky. And a foul is going to be on Jeter Purdy. It'll be Jeter's first foul tonight. And Cricky looking for his first point of the game will not get it there. He's got one more shot coming up. One of the pivotal moments so far in the ballgame occurred with less than a minute to go in the opening quarter as Baruch Deets picked up his second technical foul in the opening quarter and is no longer eligible tonight. Here comes off the missed free throw. Here comes Atchison. Cricky unable to hit either free throw. Bowen has it on the left side, out on top to the big guy. Richards gets it back to Carter. He dumps it off to Bowen all alone and an easy layup. Heritage Christian down the court. Their lead has been cut to two. Here's a three-point shot missing and a rebound on the floor. Atchison will pick it up. 21-19, and Atchison is on a, what now, 7-0 run. Going back to the late moments of the opening quarter. Here's a palm over the basketball, and Atchison will turn it over. Heritage is going to bring Evan Anderson back into the game. For AHS, they're going to go to the bench, and for the first time tonight, we're going to see Nehemiah Rowley. So Rowley will come in as we're at 6 to go in the half. Over to the left side. Chargers with the basketball way out, 2 or 3 steps above the three-point circle. And now the cross-court pass is stolen. Here comes Hernandez. An uncontested layup that ties the game. Hernandez with 4. It is 21-21 and a 9-0 run now for Atchison. Pass to the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. And I'm not sure Heritage doesn't need a timeout here. 5:42 to go. We're deadlocked. And here it is. There's a good timeout by Coach Burns. Taking a break, Joseph. 5:42 to go. We're in the first half in Olathe. It is Atchison 21, Heritage Christian 21.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Happy to have you with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. That's a bottom of the hour one for you, Joseph. 8:30 ID. Out of the four for Heritage Christian, Ashton Ratzlaff and Evan Anderson. Into the game is going to come Carter Manning for the first time. Out on top, you're going to find Owen Evans. And down to the baseline left is Blake Hicklin. For Atchison, Timer Hernandez will bring the ball up the floor. Trey Carter is going to play the two, and he will put up a quick shot that is hard off the back of the rim and missing. Rebound is going to come out on top. The feed underneath, the follow shot underneath misses, and rebounding it down is going to be Heritage Christian. So for Atchison, Nehemiah Rowley could not get the follow shot on the miss by Chase Richards, and it's going to go the other way. 5:18 left. Now the ball lost out of bounds. It will go to Atchison. Jeter brings it in. Trey brings it up. And it is a 2-3 zone now employed by Heritage. Boy, this is about classic as it gets. 2-3 zone. Out on top, Trey trying to make him pay for that zone, but can't hit the outside shot. Rebound, and Atchison over the back. Fizzle's going to come over. It's going to be the second foul of the ballgame for Jeter Purdy. So Jeter picking up foul number 2. Team fouls are even at 5 each as we're inside 5 to play in the first half. and we're 21-21. The feet in the middle. One-handed shot is up, missing. Purdy with a rebound. Here comes Atchison the other way. And Heritage Christian has not scored a point in, I got to do the math. There's about 3 minutes there and about 4 minutes. There's been about 7 minutes since Heritage has put a point on the board. They're going to come up with a rebound on the missed shot here. The feed down to the baseline. The hook shot in the lane is way off the mark. Rebound Atchison. It bounces off his hands and out of bounds. Back it will come to the Chargers. 4.5 to go in the half. Putting it in play, Heritage Christian, and Owen Evans will inbound it. A quick turn, a quick three, put on its way and missing, and another Purdy rebound. So Heritage Christian, who is just devastatingly hot early in the game, and with those long shots, able to put together a 9-point lead, has seen that hot shooting cool and the lead get away. It is a 21-21 game here. Cross-court pass. Zymar goes in, goes up, and hits the driving layup, and Atchison is in front. The shot by Hernandez, his sixth point coming off the bench. 23-21. Here's a falling away 15-footer. It's going to be up and in. Evans ties the game again at 23. 3:44 to go. So it was almost a full quarter between Heritage Christian scores. Now the ball is going to escape Atchison down to the baseline. Chargers back up the floor with it. The one reports in again to the scorers table. Here's a long three, left side. Wow! Owen Evans for three. And it's now 26-23. Heritage, 3:20 left in the first. Atchison with it, left side rally. It's going to be stolen. Driving on the court. The easy breakaway layup is good. Owen Evans with two more. 28-23. Carter has it, but a look away pass. Over to the left side. Hernandez, uncontested three. Air ball too strong. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Heritage. Outlet down the floor. That was a wild pass and going to be thrown away. Just a bad decision trying to get down the floor too quickly. 2:50 to go in the half. Atchison will have it back in play from the backcourt, and Jeter Purdy will bring it in. It'll be brought up by Hernandez. Chargers by five. Hernandez across at the center. Dishes left side. Stepping in, Bowen. Look away pass to Jeter. It's a three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by the Chargers, and Atchison goes over the back looking for the board. That'll be a couple of fouls on Jason Richards. Ball will be put in play here on the near side, right in front of their bench. And before that, Atchison says, let's take a break. Coach Battle asks for one, gets one. We got it. Timeout, Joseph. We know what to do with that. With 2:32 to go in the opening half here in Olathe, your score, Heritage Christian, 28, Atchison High School, 23.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Basketball has begun, and it has begun in a big way. We've been doing Raven ball games now for, gosh, a couple of weeks, several weeks, in fact. And last night, Benedictine basketball. Tonight, Atchison basketball. Tomorrow night, Moore Hillmount Academy and ACCHS playing. We'll have them on Care Radio Saturday afternoon. Benedictine, here's a baseline three. Heritage up, no good. Offensive board followed up and missed it. We're going to have a foul and an offensive foul. It will go back to Atchison. And it is going to be on number five, Carter Manning. So first foul on Manning. Team fouls are even at six. Both teams are going to go into the bonus for the last 2:22 of the half. Here's Rafe Bowen on the left side. Comes out on top. Hernandez back over to Rafe. He's on the wing. Long cross-court pass. Jeter back out on top. Hernandez kicks it over to the left side. It's loose on the floor. Hernandez is able to recover it and will double dribble the basketball. 2:08 to play in the first half. Atchison has gone to the bench, and as Rafe has come into the game for Atchison, also having come in for the first time today is going to be 6-foot freshman Jaden Carter. Heritage feeds in the middle. It's going to be knocked away. Great defensive play inside by Chase Richards. Here comes Atchison. Left side Jeter. It's three. Won't drop. Rebound. Heritage Christian. Minute 45 to go. Here's a three from the other end. Way short. And the rebound on the floor. Hernandez will come up with it. Atchison on the run. Here comes Jeter Purdy up the floor. Has it knocked out of his hands. Rowan able to come back and recover it. Kicks it over to the right side. Iron bar. Here's Rafe. The rainbow shot. Way strong. Draws and draw iron. Rebounding it down is Heritage. Minute 25 to go in the first half. Another long three left side. That went short. Rebound. Nope. And now pulled back down by Heritage to follow. Nope. Rebound down. Heritage follow. Nope. Rebound back down. Jeter Purdy. 1:10 to go. And now we're going to have a foul on the upcourt play. The whistle is going to go against Owen Evans. And again, as it had done late in the first quarter, really right about this time, it is becoming a little bit more physical, a little bit more uncontrolled, you know, late going to the second quarter. Coming to the free throw line for the one and one for Atchison is going to be Jeter Purdy, who is 1-for-4 at the line, and that one is perfect. That is his first point of the second quarter. And he's going to earn the bonus here. Jeter with 4 and with 5 points now. It is 28-25 at a minute 7 to go in the half. Jeter's going to check out, get a little rest, and returning to the court for Coach Battle will be Trey Carter. So you got Carter and Bowen. You've also got Carter out on top. I've got Chase Richards and Zarmar Hernandez. Those are the Atchison five. Over to the right side. Here's an uncontested three. It is going to be short. Rebounding it down. Atchison. 50 seconds to go in the first. Zymar, right side, accelerates to the baseline. On the block, can't get in. Lobs it back off on top. Back into the corner. Hernandez crosses underneath to the baseline, and he will step on the baseline. He was crossing from right to left behind the backboard. Stepped on the paint. 38 seconds ago in the half. Here comes Heritage Christian. They have the basketball, leading it by 3, 28-25. Flashing to the top. The pass taken by Ratzlaff. Comes back out to Heckman. Heckman plays off the screen. Feeds to Ratzlaff on the give and go and an easy two. That was a textbook play. 30-25. 14 seconds left. Phoenix with a chance at the final shot of the opening half. Holding it up on top is Carter, standing in the center circle. Now he'll start into the lane, dish it over to the right side where Bowen will cut loose for three. It's another air ball, and we have come to halftime. We'll be back summarizing the opening half for you in Olathe, Kansas at intermission. Heritage Christian, 30, Atchison, 25.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in Olathe, Kansas. Halftime of the guys' game, and it has been exciting. It's been back and forth. It's been a lot of runs in the game. It's been a lot of emotion in the game. And as they go to the locker room, Heritage Christian has a 5-point lead. Recapping the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the Chargers, double-digit scoring for Owen Evans with 10. 8 in the half for Ashton Ratzlaff, and half a dozen apiece for both Blake Hickman and Baruch Dietz. For AHS, the leading scorer in the opening half, well, both Trey Carter and Zymar Hernandez have a half a dozen. Cheater Purdy hot on their heels with 5. It was a 4-point half for Rafe Bowen and 2 for Brendan Martin. Fouls, Atchison, Cheater Purdy, Brendan Martin, Jace Richards, each with 2 for Heritage Christian. Owen Evans with 2, and Baruch Dietz fouled out of the game in the opening quarter. Stay with us. I will guarantee the second half of this game is going to be fun, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with your intermission score, Heritage Christian 30, Atchison 25. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio, where he cannot wait to share with you his special halftime.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Atchison High basketball as they're taking on Heritage Christian. We'll be returning to the game in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got ACCHS at Marhill Mount Academy with the girls taking to the court at 6. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. Then, Saturday, join us at high noon as the women of BC will take on the women of Mid-America Nazarene with the game scheduled for high noon. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m. Then next Tuesday, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at JCN out of Winchester, Kansas. That's going to be a 6 o'clock game for the girls and 8 o'clock game for the boys. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in the girls' games. In the first game, it was the Onega Girls beating Wetmore with the final game of Onega Girls 45, Wetmore 33. Donovan West topped Axtell with the final of Donovan West Girls 62, Axtell 29. It was Aski Lusa over Everest with Aska Lusa at 41 points to Everest 15. The final in the Burlington-Holton game was Burlington 34, Holton 29. The Hiawatha-Marysville game had the Hiawatha women at 46, Marysville women 39. And in the final, it was Atchison High School 45 over Heritage Christian 40 in the game that we broadcast earlier here at Hot Country 93.7. In boys' action, I've got the Wetmore game final with the Wetmore at 28, Onega 15. And the half, it was Donovan West 15, Axtell 23. At the end of the first quarter, it was Marysville 17, Hiawatha 12 in the boys' game. And on this game, we've got Atchison High at 25 points to Heritage Christians 30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Want to pursue your college degree but worried about the cost? Consider this. The longer you wait, the less money you'll make in your career, costing you thousands. Completing your education now can earn you thousands. Peru State's online programs are perfect for those who want to finish a degree, pursue a new career, or earn a master's degree. The time is right. Don't wait to change your future. Get started today. Online sessions begin every 8 weeks. Find out more at peru.edu. Peru State College. That's peru.edu.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 77. East winds around 5 miles per hour. 42 tonight, clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 65. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 50s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 53.8 degrees outside. The wind is relatively calm at 2 miles per hour out of the east. We've got a relative humidity of 57%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 29.91 inches of mercury and steady. The dew point is 39 degrees Fahrenheit, so giving us a feels-like temperature of about 50 out there. Darn nice for December. We'll be joining Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch loaded potato olays, just $3. Chicken bacon guac street tacos, just $2. Chicken snack quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe. And as we return, Atchison puts the ball in play to begin the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph is our producer, engineer in the CARE Sports Studio, doing a fantastic job of taking care of all of this stuff. Let me have all the fun down here. Here's a quick shot up Trey Carter. Three won't go. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Heritage. Up court, it's going to come. Driving it down the right side. Now the lob across underneath. The feed back out on top. Oh, that's an NBA three. It is perfect. Wow. What a shot from way outside by Heritage and Blake Heckman. That is his third three here of the game. 33-25. Here's a three on the other end. Wraith won't go. Offensive follow won't drop for Jeter. And a rebound back down. Here come the Chargers. Here's another super long three. That one almost goes in but does not. And then on the rebound, we're going to get an over-the-back call. The whistle is going to be on Heritage. And that Evan Anderson. Evan has gotten a nod to begin the second half. A minute into the third quarter. Reed Crickey did not start the second half, and he's coming already to the scorer's table for the Chargers. Atchison with the basketball, credited by eight. Here's a three. Left side, up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Heritage. Up court they come, the feet underneath. Head fake, shot, and good. Heritage with the bucket by Ashton Ratzlaff. He's got 10, and it's now 35-25. Atchison taking a timeout. We'll take a break, Joseph. 6:26 to go in the third. Big run in the early part of the second half by Heritage. It is Chargers 35, Phoenix 25.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Basketball tomorrow evening from the Mar Hillmount Academy Gymnasium as it is NEKL season opener. Mar Hillmount Academy playing host to ACCHS. Join us here on CARE. Ladies game, and these are all obviously approximate depending on the duration of the previous game, the prelim games, and probably about 6 o'clock. And then the guys game then would be about 7:30 or so. So tune it in. We'll have them both live. Boys and girls games, ACCHS, MHMA. Shot from the right side. Up and good by Trey Carter. Makes it 35-27. Carter for two there. Trey Carter has his 8 points of the game. The feed into the middle. The shot goes up. The basketball wouldn't go down, but a whistle and a foul. So no 3-point opportunity, but a third foul on the Phoenix, Chase Richards. That'll be the first foul in the second half. Find your road band blocking you off. I'm too old to sit down this long. I got to move around for a minute. Coming to the free throw line. Free shot of two up and short. One more coming up here for Ashton Ratzlaff. Ratzlaff has 10 points. That was his first free throw opportunity tonight. Second one. Up. That one will go in. He's got 11. And it's 36-27. The shot for Atchison, no. Rebound, Heritage. Owen Evans coming up with the ball. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. The feed across, nicely stolen by Cheater. And then, as the Chargers try to steal the back, they're going to pick up a foul. That was on 21. That is going to be Reed Crickey. So Reed Crickey's second foul. Two fouls by Heritage here in the second half, one by Atchison. 5:40 to go and rolling along in the third. The feed comes into the lane. Lots of moving, lots of spinning, but no travel. Here's the pass down low to Jeter. Triple teamed at the bottom. Kicks it out to Carter. Look away, Jeter. Underneath, shot block. There's a foul. Jeter putting on a nice spinning move as he attacked the goal. Foul is going to be on Ashton Ratzlaff, and that will be his first tonight. But for Heritage, now you're going to get a little bit of foul issues going because we're only 2.5 into the third quarter. That'll be team foul three already. Purdy's free throw is up and good. So after missing his first three free throws, Jeter has now hit his next four, and he's got a half a dozen points in the game. One more shot coming up for Hutchinson's Jeter Purdy. Jeter, 6 foot, 3 inch sophomore. That one's good also. 7 points, Purdy. Got a big cheering section right over here to the right. 36-29. Back up with the Wacom Heritage Christian. They'll go up top side. They move the ball briskly. The pass is going to be stolen. Bowen comes up with a steal, gets it away to Carter. Carter and Bowen discussing matters a little bit. Now, Rafe will have the ball. Goes left side, Tyremere. Hernandez back out to Bowen, who's standing in the center circle. Pushes it over to the right side. Carter goes baseline. Little hook pass across underneath. Here's a three for Bowen. That is an air ball way short. The follow-up, Bunny missed. Rebounding it back down again in the lane forever. Follow-up, Bunny missed. Rebound pulled down by Heritage. Here come the Chargers. Heritage Christian weaves left. One-hand runner. Rebound, Atchison. Here comes AHS. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. They're going to throw it away. The pass into the left corner. And Atchison had broken to the baseline. A little miscommunication between a couple of the athletes. And the ball nearly goes in the window of the concession stand. And now the officials are going to have a chat among themselves. And they're going to change direction. They're going to say that goes the other way. It will be Atchison basketball. 4:37 to play in the third quarter. Season opener for both of these clubs here tonight. It comes in left side. Carter for three. Nope. Rebound saved by Bowen. It goes down low to Purdy. Back to Bowen. Look away pass underneath. The one-handed runner misses, but we're going to get a foul called on Heritage Christian. It'll be putting Jace Richards on the stripe. The foul is going to be on Henry Vazzi. That's the first foul of the night for Henry, but for Heritage, the fouls are rolling up now. It'll be team foul four. The free throw, nice. That is the first point tonight for Jace Richards. It's down 36-30. Jace, one more shot. A little short. Rebounded down by Heritage Christian. Back down the floor. They'll feed underneath into the lane. The shot is up, and there's another foul. That is going to be the fourth foul on Jace Richards. For Heritage at the line, looking for his first point tonight, is Henry Vazzi. 4:18 to go. Nearly the midpoint now of the third quarter. Henry, left-hander, doesn't get it. Henry Vazzi. Let's see if we can see. He is a 6'3" junior. Heritage Christian, they're tall. I mean, they are not just tall. They are tall. Second free throw. Nope, missed them both. Rebounded down. Oh, Atchison. 4:10 left. Nice little seesaw. Jump shot missing. Rebound out of bounds. It will be Atchison basketball. Good hustle down there by Brendan Martin. Brendan Martin is in, and for Atchison, they've taken Jace Richards out with those four fouls for a little bit. It'll come into Bowen. Pass that on top. Martin jumps it over to the right side. It's going to be stolen. Outlet pass down the left side. Here comes Heritage. Long cross court. It's going to be stolen back by Atchison. Cross court pass that didn't have enough steam on it. 3:50 to go in the third. Skip pass over to the right side. Jeter. It's three. It's good. Jeter Purdy. He's in double figure scoring now with 10. 36-33. 3:30 to go. Top side, Heritage works it underneath. Spinning, twist, one-handed shot, way short. Here comes Atchison. Look away, pass over to the right side. Bowen will handle it. 3:20 to go. Back out on top. Cross court, knocked away. Saved by Purdy. Into the corner. Hernandez alone. The shot, nope. Rebound, Heritage. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Heritage Christian, and a foul reaching around is Atchison's Brendan Martin. That'll be three on Brendan. And that will be the third foul of the second half by the Phoenix. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. For Heritage, Fozzie out of the ball game, and Jenga back in is going to be Evan Anderson. Atchison is going to take Brendan Martin out of the game and bring back in Jaden Carter. Jaden played a great JV game tonight. And we're going to have a turnover on the inbound play on Heritage Christian. Atchison has it back. Three inside, 3 minutes now to play. 36-33. Skip pass into the free throw line to Purdy. Back out of top Bowen. Back to Purdy. Right side Carter. This one won't go in either. And a rebound is out of bounds. And it will be off Jaden Carter. It is Heritage Christian basketball. 36-33. The ball knocked away, stolen. Carter, nice steal. Driving layup. Missed a point blank layup. But a nice steal back by Atchison. Carter's going to launch another one. That one barely draws iron, and it is short, and now we got a foul on the floor. And it is going to be on the Chargers. The foul is going to be on Evan Anderson. Foul number three. That is team foul. Is that five? Yep. Five team fouls in the second half. Atchison should get a lot of free throws late in the game. All alone, here's Rafe. He should hit that well. Bowen hits his first three-pointer of the game with 2:20 to play in the third quarter. And now, stepping up and inciting a collision, Trey Carter, foul number one. It is a 36-36 ball game. How about that? We are all tied, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Game is setting up for a fantastic finish, isn't it? Over the right side. Charges with a basketball. Comes out of top. There's Rafe with the steal. Breakaway jailbreak. Shot is up. Misses. And it'll be Bowen coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Heritage Christian's Carter Manning. Manning with foul number two. And Atchison is going to be in the bonus with over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Free throw is in. Ray Bowen's 8 point. Hits his first free throw tonight. This one, got it. And Atchison is in front for the first time in a long time. It is 38-36 Atchison. Here comes Heritage Christian. They now trail by a pair. Way out on the right wing. It'll come out top of the key. A contact laden three. And it is going to go out of bounds. Is there no foul called? No. Heritage Christian and his fans looking for a foul. They did not get one. And for Atchison, the ball will come and play in the backcourt. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they lead by two. Phoenix in front, 38-36. Put in play by Jaden Carter and brought up by Rafe Bowen. He'll cross at the center, little right-hand dribble, kicks it over to Trey. Trey to the right corner, down deep now to Purdy. Bounce pass inside. Bowen with a little look away, tried to trick the defense, tricked his teammate instead. There was nobody there for the bounce pass. Here comes Heritage, and now we're going to have an illegal screen, and it's going to go back the other way. That is the fourth foul of the game for Heritage Christian's Evan Anderson. And he is probably coming off the floor. No. No, he's not. He's going to stay out there with four fouls. Interesting. Minute and a half now. Trey dumps it underneath. The shot missing. Here comes Heritage. They bring it back down the floor. Bat it away, and we're going to get a foul on Hernandez. great hustle by Zimer Hernandez. But he'll be credited with his first foul tonight. Atchison team foul five. Coming to the scorer's table for Coach Pat Battle, Nehemiah Rowley. Zimer is going to come out. Nehemiah comes in. So you've got Nehemiah and Bowen. You've got Jaden and Trey. And rounding it out is Jeter. The pass comes out on top, thrown away. Jeter Purdy with a great height, the great leaping ability, the long arms is able to reach out, pluck that thing out of the sky. Atchison is back on offense with a minute to go in the third quarter. Into the lane, Trey, an easy runner for two. Trey Carter with 10 points. Atchison pushes its lead now to 40-36. And once again, you find Heritage Christian having gone a long time without putting anything on the board. Back over to the right side to look in. Nothing. Now the right block. The shot off the window. Too strong. Rebound Atchison. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Atchison has the ball. They lead by four. Trey Carter, left side, dumps it over. Easy layup missed. Rebound Heritage. The outlet. On the floor once, the kick back, the three, in and out. Offensive board, back on top. Heritage, that's a really long three. Misses. Rebound, Jeter Purdy. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Rolling it down toward the end of the third quarter. Carter into the forecourt with three, with two, with one. Loses the handle on it. He's going to waste an opportunity. Badly done by Atchison at the end of the quarter, but the Phoenix will still take a lead to the fourth. Time out of the floor. We go to the fourth. It's Atchison 40, Heritage Christian 36.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Set to go to the fourth quarter here in Olathe. The third quarter was a good one for the Phoenixes. Atchison outscored Heritage Christian 15-6. For Heritage, it's 10 for 11 points for Ratzliff and 10 for Evans. For Atchison, it's 10 apiece for Jeter Purdy and Trey Carter, 9 for Rafe Bowen. Atchison is out there with their small group. They have got, let's look out there, Nehemiah Rowley and Jaden Carter, Jeter Purdy, Rafe Bowen, and Trey Carter. So Atchison are going with their smaller five. The ball comes in to Heritage Christian. We're underway in the fourth quarter. Here's a feed underneath, and the lamp is going to be up plus one. Nice assist top side by Heritage Christian. They knife a pass down to the baseline right. The bucket is good. And Ratzliff with an opportunity at a three-point play. Got fouled down there by Jaden. The shot is up very short, and the rebound. Heritage is going to come up with their own board. And we're in contact, and another foul, I think, also on Jaden. No. Yes, it is on Jaden. Jaden is back-to-back fouls for Atchison. And back to the free throw line again. We're going to send Ashton Ratzliff. He's got 13 points, leading all scorers in the game so far. But he's only one of three at the free throw line. That one's good. He's got one more shot coming up here. 7:48 to go. It is 40-39. One more shot and a chance at a tie for Ashton Ratzliff. He'll hit it. We are tied at 40. Now we've got a officials stopping the game. There is some blood on the pant leg of Ashton Ratzlaff. The trainer's coming out there. They're going to attend to that. Joseph, they're going to take a little bit of a break. Let's take a regular kind of a break that you and I would take here. 7:48 to go. It is a 40-40 tie.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us. Atchison hits a quick bucket as we come back. Goes up two, and on the other end, a three-point shot missing. And rebound cleared away by the Phoenix. 42-40, Atchison. 7 minutes to play. Up court with it will come Trey Carter. Trey holds it up, pulls up, shoots a three. Way short, barely draws iron. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Heritage Christian. They work down the left side, dribble up the right, bumping all the way. Here's a three. It's very wide to the right side, and the trash putback is up and in. Ricky hits the bucket, and the game is tied again, now at 42. 6:20 to go. Carter has it. Starts into the left side, brings it up on top. There's Jaden for three. He is the shooter. Watched him in the JV game, and he was just outstanding. Jaden Carter's first point. The feet underneath, and the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. It is 45-42, Atchison. 6:07 to play. Heritage Christian inbounding it at their baseline. Looking in, brings it way out on top near the center circle. Back into the ball game has come Ratzlaff. They've got him cleaned up. Out on top, here's a three off the left side. No. Offensive board underneath. Out on top as another crazy long three, and it's going to be way short. Gets his own rebound, puts up another crazy long three. Missed it, and this rebound is going to result in an over-the-back foul by Heritage Christian. That will be Landon Finke. Right? Yeah, it's Landon. So Landon Finke will have his first foul. Here's Jeter back of the line. He's been red hot at the free throw line, but that one won't go. And a rebound cleared down by Heritage. Here they come, cross court. I don't know where that ball was going. Right into the hands of Atchison. Back down, other end. Jeter alone can't hit it, but got fouled. So Jeter Purdy will come to the free throw line. 5.5 minutes left. Step it up there. Eyes it, shoots it, gets it. Jeter Purdy. It is now 46-42. This one, no. 46-42, Atchison. 5.5 minutes to go. Atchison has brought Jace Richards back into the game, the big guy in the center, but he's out there with four fouls right now. They're going to work, go right at him, too. The feet in the middle, little reverse layup is up and in. Ratzlaff having a huge game. 46-44, Phoenix. 5:10 left. You know this thing coming right down to the wire, right? Here's Trey Carter, pulls up. It's going to be a two. It won't go in. And rebound, Jace had it, lost it, covers it up, and they get a timeout. Yes, they do. Atchison taking a timeout, so shall we. A break at the 4:56 mark in the game. It's Atchison 46, Heritage Christian 44.
Once upon a time in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hey, we're in Olathe, Kansas, and glad to have you with us here on CARE Radio, where it's high school basketball. And, man, we got the season started with a great one here tonight, a couple of great games. They've both been exciting. They've both been highly competitive, and now Atchison putting the ball in play. They lead it by two. We're inside 5 minutes to go. Here's Trey Carter taking it down to the baseline right for the Phoenix. He'll turn, fall away, shot up short. Rebounding it down off the floor. It's Heritage and Christian. Back up with it will come the Chargers. Heritage into the forecourt looking to tie this game back up as they're down a pair. 4.5 minutes left. The feed to the free throw line. Turning around, working on Richards, going in. Left hand layup is off the mark. Rebound pulled down by AHS. Driving shot in the middle of his errant. Does not tie the game, and Atchison hanging on to the two-point advantage. 4:14 to go. Cheater pretty with it on the left side, way out high on the wing. There's the fifth foul of the game for Jace Richards. Jace slid up, got there a little bit late, and that will end his evening here. So he is going to foul out at 4:08 to go and end the night with 1 point. But I'll tell you what, he's got a bunch of rebounds, does a lot of things in the middle. He is big and he is strong. And you know what else? He is very, very young. He's going to do nothing but get better and better. The driving layup is up and missing. The tip-up is missing. The rebound is fought for, and Atchison had it, threw it away. Back down the other way. Here's a long three. Rebound underneath. Double teamed down to the corner. Push pass comes off on top, and no foul called. Back over to the left side. It's going to go. This is getting pretty wild and pretty out of control here. Here's a little baseline jumper. Rims out and misses. Atchison comes down with the rebound. And you'd never think Atchison's about slowing it up, but this team is literally walking as slowly as they can, using every second to get into midcourt, trying to take a little air out of the ball, leading it by two with 3:15 left. Carter with the basketball, left-hand dribble, backs away, kicks it over on the right side. Now back out on top, Jaden looks inside to Trey, drives right, goes right, hits the shot, and gets the foul. 2:50 to go. Coming back into the ball game for Heritage is going to be Evan Anderson, and he will be in the game with four fouls. Trey Carter hits that bucket, picking up his 14th point of the game. 48-44. The free throw up and wide to the right side by some distance. Rebounding it back down. Heritage. 48-44. Atchison in front. The feet underneath, there's just nobody home. And the baseball pass up the court all alone. Shot rejected on the other end. Going to be saved by Hernandez. Coach Battle is on his feet, throwing his arms in the air, telling his team to slow it down. The pass into the middle. It's rolling around. It's loose. And is there going to be a foul called? There is, from way out top side. With 2 minutes and 29 seconds of play, we're going to get a foul called on, let's see against whom. It'll be the second foul of the game on Landon Finke. The free throw for Atchison fails. Rimming around, all the way around and out, Brendan Martin can't get it to go down. It He's got one more. It is way short. Rebound. Atchison takes it away. Nice job by Jeter Purdy. 2:22 left. Phoenix up by 4 with the basketball. The drive left. The running jumper won't go. Rebound. Pulled down by Atchison once again. Bowen dishes it over to the left side, into the corner. Purdy will go a 3. Air ball. Rebound. Atchison. I can't believe that. Atchison's taking shots right now. 2 minutes to go, leading it by 4. Here's a 3 on the other end. Rebound out of bounds. Heritage basketball. Off the hands of Trey Carter. Reed Cricky comes back in for the Chargers. And as he comes in, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, a break. We're down to crunch time with a minute 51 left. It's Atchison 48, Heritage Christian 44.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here we are in Olathe, Kansas, and my goodness, what a game. As we're down to a minute 51 to play, Atchison leading it here 48-44. So we'll see how this thing all shakes out. It's been an exciting game, very closely contested. Heritage Christian is a 3A school in the state of Kansas. In fact, they are only just barely a 3A school. They are the smallest 3A school in the state. Here's a 3 on the right side. It is up and good by Owen Evans, and he's got 13. It's 48-47 with a minute 40 to play. Will Atchison shoot again? Trey Carter holds it up on top. Slides to the right. Dips it to the corner. Here's a 3. Nope. Rebound. Pull down. Heritage has it. Lost it. It's on the floor. Running around. Atchison picks it up and hits the bucket. The bucket is good by Brendan Martin. And on the other end of the floor, here comes Heritage. A minute 5 to play. Heritage Christian. Dish. Shot. Bucket. Evan Anderson. It's now 50-49. Atchison leading it by 1, and there's a minute to play. And again, I ask the question, will Atchison shoot again? Here's Hernandez. Skips it off on top. Will Atchison just try to burn the clock down? Top side is Trey Carter. 40 seconds to go. Trey drives in, and it's going to be stolen by Heritage. Half a minute to go. Here come the Chargers over to the right side. Back up on top. It's a running 3. No. Rebound, Heritage. And it's on the floor and rolling around, and we get a whistle. We got a foul. The foul is on Atchison. It will be the 4th of the ball game by Brendan Martin. And coming to the free throw line for Heritage Christian, Ashton Ratzlaff. It is a 50-49 game with 22 seconds remaining. Ratzlaff taking his time. It is up, and it is no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be Heritage basketball. He missed the front half. And then, Atchison looked like they were going to come down with the board, lost it out of play. Timeout on the court. We're going to come back. It will be a tremendous final moment of the game. The score, Atchison 50, Heritage 49.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe. We were talking about the fact that Heritage Christian, we're accustomed to them being a 2A school. They have been a 2A school for many years, but this year they are a 3A school. They have moved up. They are the smallest 3A school in the state of Kansas at 174 students. Oskaloosa is 2A at 173 students. So one student into Class 3A. And here we go. The ball comes in. The bounce pass down. It's thrown away by Heritage. Atchison's got it back. 15 seconds. Somebody's got to be fouled. And they're going to foul Ray Bowen, and he's a great shooter. Ray Bowen will be coming to the free throw line. And again, he is absolutely excellent. Atchison is in the middle of the pack in Class 4A at 462. Great. First shot. Perfect. Bowen with 10 points now. However, for Heritage, with 13 seconds left, Atchison can only have a three-point lead. Heritage with a chance to tie this thing up. One more shot coming up for Rafe. It is up. Rolls in. It rattled around, but it went through 52-49. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Heritage Christian. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. It's an opportunity for me to once again recap the upcoming sports schedule, which includes more high school basketball tomorrow night. This time we'll be in the MHMA gymnasium as Farhamon Academy will be playing host to ACCHS ladies game about 6 o'clock, guys game at about 7:30. You'll get them both live right here on Care Radio. And then Saturday, the Benedictine Ravens back at home in the confines of the Nolan Gymnasium. They'll be playing host to Mid-America. It is a farewell tour for a long, long time. Men's head coach at Mid-America, Rocky Lamar, the ladies game at noon, the guys game at 2, maybe the last time Rocky ever comes to the Nolan Gymnasium. 13 seconds to play. Oh, and by the way, next Tuesday, we're going to have MHMA and Jefferson County North here on Care Radio. So lots and lots of games. Okay. Here's what's happening. 13 seconds to go. Heritage Christian, a good perimeter shooting team, trails by 3. Atchison is going to press this thing all the way up the floor. It'll come down the right side. Stop up high. The dish out on the top. 6 seconds. And we're going to get a timeout. Yes. Getting a timeout taken by Heritage. We're going to hold on to this one right here as I think Coach Evan Burns has utilized his final timeout of the game. They are going to have the ball into the 28-foot mark on the far side, right in front of the Heritage Christian student cheering section. And it has been raucous and fun, and they're having a good time over there. But for Heritage, basketball time, and I'm sure I've used this analogy in times past, it's not like dog years. I mean, 5.6 seconds, that is a long, long time in a basketball game. And that's what we've got going on right here. Heritage has come out on the court. Here comes Atchison. Let's see if the Chargers are able to tie this game. It'll be put in play on the near side for the Chargers by Owen Evans, guarded by Trey Carter. Evans will bring it in, out on top. Kick back over to Evans. Put on the floor once, falling away. That's a terrible shot, and that's it. Final score. Atchison wins it. Phoenix, 52. Heritage Christian, 49. And we'll return to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe, where tonight Atchison sweeps the host Heritage Christian team. In the guys' game, Heritage Christian was led by Ashton Ratzlap, 17 points tonight. What a fantastic outing for Ashton. Owen Evans had 13. It was Blake Heckman with 9, a half a dozen for Baruch Dietz. Kafke with 2, Anderson with 2. For Atchison, Trey Carter with 14. It was 11 apiece for Rafe Bowen and Jeter Purdy. Half a dozen tonight for Zymar Hernandez and Jace Richards with 1. Jaden Carter coming off the bench with 3. Say what, these teams went back and forth and toe-to-toe, and it was a tremendous ball game, and Atchison was able to prevail, and largely because of their play not only in the second half, but particularly in that third quarter. Fourth quarter, Heritage won by 1, but the third quarter, Atchison won 15-6, and they were able to erase what had been a double-digit lead. Atchison trailed by as many as 10 in the third quarter at 35-25, but were able to bounce back. Atchison now 1-0. Heritage Christian starts the season at 0-1. Tomorrow, it is more high school hoops at Morehill Mount Academy. ACCHS coming to town. Ladies game 6 o'clock, guys game 7:30. Benedictine on Saturday, noon and 2 with Mid-America. I want to thank you for having me join us. Till we greet you next time for Joseph. He's still back working hard at the studio. Joseph, well done as always. Thank you, young man, so very much. From Olathe, Kansas, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.